Dude, that is weird as hell. Why can't Republican officials stop breaking the law on a daily basis? On screen now is Republican Representative Randy Fine essentially committing a felony while he was canvassing door-to-door for his re-election effort. I am not over-exaggerating. I am not being hyperbolic. We have many Republican elected officials who commit crimes and then use their power to try to cover up the crimes that they have committed. You may remember Republican Representative Randy Fine from his disgusting, vile, racist tweets. This one says, "If they force us to choose, the choice between dogs and Muslims is not a difficult one." Just randomly unprompted, tweeted this from his congressional accounts. This man is a disgusting, vile operator. You may remember him from this viral photo right here. And now Congressman Randy Fine likely committed a felony after he got caught looking through a homeowner's mailbox while campaigning. We will cover this in just one moment, but can I point out, Republicans are committing heinous crimes en masse. Let's start with this one really quickly. This is a breaking news, fresh story that is just happening now. Mike Caruso, one of DeSantis' closest allies in the state of Florida and in the Republican state legislature, he's a Republican politician, has been arrested on child sex abuse charges. And I'm going to issue a trigger warning because the charges are despicable and disgusting, and we're going to go through them in one moment. But again, one of DeSantis' closest allies in the state legislature, who DeSantis appointed as Palm Beach County's clerk of courts and comptroller last year. Man, what's going on with the state of Florida? What's with all these weirdos coming out of Florida? I mean, Andrew Tate just got arrested in Miami Beach along with his brother Tristan Tate, and the Trump administration helped those brothers. Epstein was largely based in Florida. Trump came out of Florida. We have Matt Gaetz coming out of Florida. I'm sure I'm forgetting a few there. But as a Florida legislator, Mike Caruso, this Republican pedophile, allegedly, supported the death penalty for pedophiles in 2023. Now he has been arrested for allegedly molesting his grandson. Oh my God. The state plans to present the case to a grand jury, and that could lead to his own execution if he's charged and convicted under the law that he supported. This Republican legislator may get the death penalty under the law that he supported, and honestly, good. At that point, good. Take a listen to this, and this is where the trigger warning comes in. The victim in this matter is a male child born blank, and he resides in Orange County, Florida. This is the public court document, so I'm not going to name any names. We're not going to be doxing anybody here. This is public. The defendant, Michael Caruso, is 67 years of age and resides in Palm County, Florida. At all times material to this affidavit, Caruso was 18, the younger one, and then there's one that's 12 years old as well. During the period charged, Caruso enjoyed regular and unsupervised access to victim by virtue of his position as a family member, including periods alone with the child in Orange County on vacation. On or about October 22nd of 2025, the victim's father observed victim engaging in sexualized behavior with the younger brother. Specifically, observed victim places testicles and penis upon the face of his younger brother. He intervened, and the victim said that when on a family cruise together, his grandfather did the exact same thing, and it was nasty. Victim further disclosed that he showered with Caruso. I'm sorry for going into such detail about this, but Caruso has allegedly molested two generations of his family members, and he will likely, potentially, be executed under the very law that he supported. All right, just to back up, the Republican Party is full of disgusting, sick abusers. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Republicans still batted for Caruso in this case. I mean, hell, Max Miller's ex-wife is currently suing him for sharing images of their daughter, naked images of their two-year-old daughter, because his lawyer and him released a bunch of photos randomly. This is after he's been accused of pouring boiling hot water on his ex-wife, beating her, holding a gun to her head, and allegedly breaking the collarbone of his two-year-old daughter. And guess what? The Republican Party still stands behind Max Miller. It is despicable. It is disgusting. And honestly, going back to the Randy Fine story, To be honest, this is a lot smaller than sexual abuse, but this still kind of just goes to show the character of the Republican Party. This is Randy Fine, one of their strongest soldiers, going door to door canvassing for his own reelection campaign when he got caught going through the mailbox of the person's door that he's at. This is an actual felony. It is a felony to go through the mailbox of other people. It says right here, according to this article, tampering with somebody else's mailbox without permission is a federal crime and can be prosecuted as a felony under U.S. law 18 U.S. Code 1702 for obstruction or correspondence or mail threat, carrying penalties of up to 5 years in federal prison. Let's watch this video from TMZ. Wait, you can see him looking around. You can see him thinking about it. You can see him thinking about it. Like, you could see the wheels turning. Dude, that is weird as hell. This is some weird ass shit. Randy Fine, a sitting US congressperson, is sitting there sifting through the mailbox of somebody else. I find this to be incredibly, incredibly disturbing. Not only was he likely looking for the mailers of his opponent to see if his opponent had already been there, not only is this a huge breach of privacy and a felony, but at the end of the day, when you hold power as a U.S. congressperson, you should be held at a higher standard. You should respect other people's privacy and understand that there are going to be times when people don't like you, when people like your opponents more. You can't breach the privacy of people who are supposed to be your constituents. Honestly, I hope Randy Fine loses his reelection campaign for this simple video alone. You cannot obstruct and go through the mailbox of one of your constituents. Shout out to Jessica Tarlov for calling out Randy Fine in a different context. Greg Gutfeld, the Fox News host, was trying to talk about how Republicans have all of the hot people or something, and Jessica Tarlov calls out Randy Fine here. Take a listen.
Talk about my wheelhouse.
Hotness?
How did you know?
I knew we were going back there with you.
Yeah, so they're talking about hot. That's not hot. That's Democrat hot, you know? You know, Democrat hot. A Democrat 10 is a Republican 3, let's be honest. Jessica exception. But, I mean, let's face it, they're very homely, sad-looking. I mean, you have Jerry Nadler. You know, that is...
You have Randy Fine.
Randy, I don't even know who that is.
That can't be your excuse for everything that I ever said.
I don't know. I'm glad I don't know who Randy Fine
is. Yeah, you should
okay,
be glad.
But here-
okay, there's so many things I love about this clip. First of all, Jessica Tarlov totally checks him and says, you guys have Randy Fine. It's a great, beautiful comeback in that moment. But then Greg Gutfeld retreats behind the usual Republican talking point. I don't know about that. I don't even know who that is. I very much so refuse. I struggle to believe this idea that Greg Gutfeld, a primetime Fox News host, doesn't know about one of the most popular Republicans right now, Randy Fine. If he didn't know who he was then, he's definitely going to know after this incident with the mailbox. But overall, why is Greg Gutfeld ranking people based on their looks? What is primetime Fox News at this point? I'm just so confused. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these quick hits on the Adam Mockler feed where we bring you breaking news, debate content, and overall exposés of the Republican Party, make sure you drop a like below. Make sure you subscribe to the feed as well. I will see you all in the next one, and peace out.